Most of us have recently found ourselves abruptly forced into a strange new normal. We were busily running around, bouncing from one activity to the next, spending our days and evenings driving from one event to the next, when it all came to a sudden screeching halt. Activities canceled, events abandoned, plans postponed. We are spending more time at home than we ever have before. May I make a suggestion? Perhaps I would even call it a plea. When the world starts back up again, when activities and events begin to crank back to life, please don't rush straight back in without any thought or consideration for what you are giving up. We have a rare chance to start over, to slow down, to make more deliberate choices for our lives. What do you want your life to look like? Do you want more space in your life? Do you want more time at home as a family? Do you want your kids to have more time to play and just be kids? Be wise. You do not have to leap back into every activity you participated in before. Consider each one, and together with God, decide whether it is truly good and necessary for your family as a whole. Space is good. A slower life is good. Making sure that there is regular time in your schedule to connect with God and with your family is very good. Most of us didn't plan to live this way. Many of us just added just one thing, then another, and another, and another, until we woke up one morning with no white space at all in our week. You do not have to go back to that life, to a life that is cram-packed to the brim. You can choose. You can choose which activities and events are life-giving to your family and which ones suck you dry. You cannot be close to your loved ones. You cannot be close to God without time. So, while we have it, take time to consider. Be prayerful and wise as you begin to resume a more normal sort of schedule. Take this chance to start over. Make the necessary and life-giving choice of space and time for yourself and your family. We all need this.